Genesis, the first book of the Bible, is the book of origins. Its name comes from the very first words of Holy Scripture, in the beginning, an expression that was the title of the book in Hebrew. When the Old Testament was translated into Greek for the first time, the early translators gave this book the name of Genesis, a Greek word meaning origins. It is a very appropriate title for a book of beginnings or sources. This important work forms part of the Pentateuch, the Greek name given to the first five books of the Bible, of which Moses was the author. In Hebrew, these books are called the Law or Torah. Moses wrote the Pentateuch during the 40 years that Israel spent in the wilderness towards the middle of the second millennium BC. This document is therefore almost 3,500 years old and is one of the most ancient writings of humanity. Genesis is continually quoted, directly or indirectly, in the Old Testament, and more than 60 times in the New. Jesus Christ himself, in his teaching, confirms the main accounts of this book. He refers to the creation, the flood, the patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to Lot and his wife, and to the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. He speaks about them as being certain and reliable historical facts. Genesis is a perfect introduction to the written revelation of God. It brings to light the beginning of all things, and has been called the seedbed of the Bible. This book of beginnings starts the chain of events that lead throughout Scripture to the consummation of all things given in the book of Revelation. Genesis is the beginning of God's revelation to man, and the last book of the Bible is the conclusion of it. All that lies between describes how God accomplished his purposes. Take, for example, creation. At the beginning of the Bible, God created the visible world into which he put man, his masterpiece, drawn from the earth and made in his image. At the end of Scripture, a future creation is described, the magnificent picture of the new heavens and the new earth, where God's people, redeemed by Christ and ruling with him, will live forever. Between the two, the whole drama of the human race, rebellious to God and enslaved by sin and death, followed by the accomplishment of God's plan for the salvation of fallen mankind by the gift of his Son and the redemptive work of the cross, is unfolded step by step. Genesis, the book of origins, paints the picture of bygone realities. It reveals the origins of the world and humanity, of sin and death, holding out from the start the promise of salvation. It retraces the beginnings of marriage and the family, of agriculture, arts, crafts, and civilization, as well as the origin and diversity of nations and languages. Genesis provides the account of the origins of the Jewish people, from whom would come the Saviour. Finally, and above all, this book is the commencement of divine revelation about God himself. Genesis is composed of two distinct parts. The first 11 chapters are an introduction to the book itself and to the whole of the Bible. This first part serves as a prologue to everything that follows, to the unfolding of the immense drama of which the earth is the stage. It is the foundation upon which rest great biblical truths. It provides a solid basis for the knowledge of God, man, sin, and the need and means of salvation. These first 11 chapters recount the sequence of events dealing with ancient humanity. Four main periods of time can be seen in this prologue: creation, the stay in paradise and the fall, the increasing corruption of mankind up to the time of the flood, and the development of nations between the flood and Abraham. In chapter 12, the accent shifts. From the history of man in general, the narrative passes on to that of a single individual, Abraham and his descendants. The second part includes the three patriarchal periods of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and his sons, up to the time of their settling in Egypt. With Abraham, the Bible enters upon the history of the special people through whom God was going to bring salvation to the world. With the call of Abraham, God began carrying out his plan of redemption. The history of the patriarchs recounts the stages by which God made of Abraham and his descendants the chosen people from whom would come the Saviour. Next episode, the first 3 days of creation.